Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today in studio by Karen Pittman, the market coordinator with the Ruston Farmers Market. Karen, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great season, I'm sure, underway with the Ruston Farmers Market and a special weekend coming up this Saturday.
Yes, we have our annual Taste of Summer Fest. It's really an opportunity for us to highlight all the great local produce we've all been waiting for that is finally here for summer.
As you mentioned, things we've been thinking about during the fall and winter, now it's finally starting to arrive. And we mentioned the peaches and tomatoes in particular we're talking about this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Thompson Tomato Peach Farm from Calhoun and Dye Produce from Marouge both have brought peaches the last few weeks. They are absolutely wonderful, even early peaches, and they are tasty. And then we have tomatoes from every color, shade, imaginable. We have yellow, we have pink, we have heirloom tomatoes, we got some great Cherokee purple heirlooms. Just every kind of juicy, wonderful tomato is finally here.
Perfect for the bacon and lettuce to finish off with that tomato.
Absolutely. Or we have people who just eat them like apples.
You mentioned late peaches as opposed to early peaches. What are some of the things that you would typically find, you know, taste-wise in a late season peach that you're finding with the early ones?
Right. The later peaches tend to be bigger in size. Mm-hmm. They tend to be a little bit higher in sugar. But these early peaches are phenomenal. And I have not been a big fan of early peaches, but these have sold me. They have some great varieties now that are just wonderful.
One of the other items you mentioned that is coming into harvest, sweet corn.
Yes, we have Riverview Farms sweet corn from Vidalia, Louisiana. Came up, this was his first week this past week, and I mean, it is oh so sweet.
So new to the market and folks really need to stop by.
That's right, because he will finish his harvest by about July the 1st. Uh-huh. So being further south, is ready a little bit earlier than the farmers here with their sweet corn. So you can kind of get primed up for sweet corn through his wonderful varieties. And then I'm sure the farmers here up north will follow suit shortly thereafter.
What are some of the best crops that we're seeing come in right now?
Well, tomatoes are really wonderful this year. We a lot of our growers really adjusted their seasons and were able to bring in some great crops of tomatoes very early. The berry crops are really good. Blueberries will be ready either this weekend or next weekend. The sweet corn is wonderful. And the peaches, it looks like it's going to be a great season for those as well. And green beans. Oh my gosh, we have got tremendous green beans.
The next couple of months, I guess beans and purple hull peas, I believe.
Oh, yes. Within the next few weeks, yeah. We'll start to get more of the shelled varieties like the purple hull peas, butter beans. We have favorites of lady peas, cream peas. Those will start to come in within the next few weeks.
What is the appreciation that shoppers have for the market in Ruston as y'all get together on the weekends?
Well, we are a growers-only market. That means that you must be the grower that produces the product is the one who sells at the market, and either him or his employees. And it's all Louisiana produce. Most of it is coming within easily 100 to 150 mile radius, most of it within about 45 to 50 miles. Mm-hmm. And it really gives them the assurance of that they're meeting the person who grew their food and it hasn't traveled. We have one grower who calls his stuff low mileage. It hasn't traveled. It's picked at the peak of its freshness and brought to the market with the minimum amount of travel and most of them the minimum amount of chemicals. We have several natural and organic mm-hmm. producers there as well. So I think it really gives people confidence. The other aspect is kind of an interesting one, and it's sort of the old-time marketplace feel of on Saturday morning people come, they meet their neighbors. Sometimes they meet up with people they only see at the market on Saturday morning. And that's really a great pleasure and a sense of community that people get to feel that you don't find real readily these days.
Not only that, but also an educational experience. I'm sure bringing the kids out with you, giving, you know, say... Perfect opportunity. This is what you need to look for with this type of fruit or vegetable. You know, this is what you look for in determining, you know, its ripeness.
Well, absolutely. And they also are learning about foods maybe that they haven't seen before, mm-hmm. that they feel like they can kind of try. We've had really good participation from several of the dietetic people at Louisiana Tech, as well as our extension agent, Kathy Judd, mm-hmm. who come out and kind of give us ideas on nutrition, portion sizes. We had a demonstration 1 week of where she had all these different foods out and said, this is what a portion looks like. Sometimes in our country especially, we kind of have a sort of skewed view of what a portion actually is. And the colors just keep the kids so entertained. One of our growers, his son will constantly walk around like munching on a cucumber or you know, one of their edamame mm-hmm. pods. And you know, that's such a great thing to see for young people. Really learning about good nutrition and good food.
You mentioned non-food vendors as well with the Taste of Summer Festival coming up this weekend. Give us a little bit more information on that.
Yes, about three or four times a year, we have events where we allow non-food vendors to participate. And they are local crafts and arts people from the state who produce maybe some unique items that you can only purchase through them. We have one vendor in particular who will join us this weekend who makes reusable totes from vinyl, you know, vinyl from billboards. And what a great reuse and stylish thing to carry. They look wonderful.
Sounds like a great opportunity for folks to come by and see that, as well as enjoy the produce with the Taste of Summer Festival. Karen, a number or website that someone could find out more information?
Right. They can look up RustinFarmersMarket.org, and that will give you all the information. And you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on that site. It'll tell you all the up-to-date information as to what we're going to have at the market every week, as well as vendor bios. They can also call me at 318-251-3479. If they need more information, want to pre-order corn, we do recommend that you pre-order. It goes pretty fast. As well as if they're interested in being a vendor at the market.
Karen, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.